The federal appeals court rules on Title 42. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, rejecting a request from several states to leave the Trump-era health restrictions on immigrants in place. The White House responding.
Assistant Press Secretary Abdullah Hassan telling Fox, quote, to be clear, the lifting of the Title 42 public health order does not mean the border is open. Anyone who suggests otherwise is doing the work of smugglers, spreading misinformation to make a quick buck off of vulnerable migrants. But border state leaders, well, they say the reality is they will be completely overrun and left to fend off an overwhelming influx with state and local resources already at the breaking point from record numbers of crossings this year.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. Title 42 is scheduled to come to an end on Wednesday. The states could appeal to the Supreme Court. The latest release of Twitter files shows frequent communication between the FBI and other government agencies with Twitter, many of them requesting the platform take action on perceived misinformation. Kentucky Congressman James Comer, the incoming chair of the House Oversight Committee, says the revelations should be a call to action.
The entire FBI needs to be dismantled. We need to start all over. We need to enact strict reforms, and there need to be checks and balances at the FBI.
After his own online poll said he should, Twitter owner Elon Musk has unsuspended the accounts of several journalists whose accounts were blocked Thursday for violating the platform's policies against doxing. Friday night turning violent, five people in critical condition from a shooting in Memphis.
I was sitting in the house and I heard the shot, but when I come out, I was just wondering, like, what was going on? Because we don't have problems over in these apartments.
Police say the shootings resulted from a domestic disturbance. The father of the young man who killed seven people when he rained down shots on the July 4th parade in a Chicago suburb last year has been charged with seven counts of reckless conduct for sponsoring his son's application for a gun license. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Heavy snow is continuing in Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, and parts of Massachusetts and New York State. Fox Weather is keeping an eye on a possible big storm next week as well that could drop travel-hampering snow in much of the eastern half of the country. The U.S.-Africa summit in Washington has ended.
The U.S. is all in on supporting Africa's economic and democratic future, according to President Biden, as he made a series of announcements and statements to the continent's leaders during the U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit.
We fully support the African Union joining the G20 as a permanent member.
President Biden discussed the U.S. being a reliable partner in promoting democracy, health, and energy growth. He says the United States will make investments such as $55 billion over the next 3 years and $15 billion in private trade and partnerships. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Japan has adopted a new national security strategy that includes determination to possess counterstrike capability to preempt enemy attacks and protect itself from growing risks from China, North Korea, and Russia. It marks a historic change from Japan's exclusively self-defense policy since the end of World War II. This weekend marks 5 weeks since four University of Idaho students were murdered.
It's been over 1 month since the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students inside their off-campus home in Moscow.
Eventually, we're going to narrow in on exactly what happened and who did it.
Police Captain Roger Lanier continuing to ask for the public's help in their search for a 2011 to 2013 white Hyundai Elantra that we're told was seen at or around the scene of the murders, though there are 22,000 similar cars in the region. Police have also traveled at least 24 miles away from the crime scene, requesting surveillance videos from homes and businesses. Police also vowing that the case will not go cold.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, and I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.